السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this message, Allah bear witness, is one of the major message I start my life with, and I believe it is one of the core of our problem today. The last message, it containing some verses of Quran, started by la. No, don't do it. Anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said la, deny anything or negate it, meaning what? Don't do it, meaning become haram. Is not allowed. Is a major sins. Now, the topic I'm going to talk about it right now is one of the major disease and a sign of the end of time in the ummah, which unity, meaning we have no unity, we have division. Word unity in here, in Islam, it cannot be just word like that, unity. Unity of what? Unity for what? Unity of what? Unity for what? We say we're supposed to be united for Allah. I will share with you some verses of Quran. And among them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized, لَا تَفَرَّقُ. Don't be divided. Amr. This is a command. Meaning what? When you study Quran, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, don't be divided, meaning he wants us to be united. It's a command. It's not like if I like. No, no, it's a command. This is why, believe it or not, 30, 35 years ago, I said to people, I said to them, and they get very upset with me. I said, if we commit all the sins and we be united, and we mean well, Allah will take care about us. But if we try to be good and we be divided, Allah will not be with us. But people misunderstand my talk. I was trying to emphasize the importance of unity. I'm not saying to people commit sins. No, astaghfirullah al-azim. What is the point? When you look word unity again, unity of what? Unity for what? When you read chapter Al-Anfal and all the verses I give you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves unity and he hates division. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be with the united one and he will not be with the divided one. Now when you look to the main topic about unity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes it very well. He said it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, لو أنفقت, if you spend all the money in earth to unite between them, you will not be able to do it. But Allah ألف بينهم. Who does the ta'lif? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, who unite between each other? Allah. Meaning now, we can claim our division caused by Allah, astaghfirullah al-azim. We misunderstand. What it means, I said it to you long time ago, but I will repeat it today. If I sincerely want to do something for Allah, and you sincerely want to do something for Allah, we have to be united, it's a must. Why? Because the glue between each other is called Allah. By this way, what is the material causing the unity is Allah. By this way, we are united for Allah, united for Sabilillah, united for the love of Allah. What happens if my nafs is high or your nafs is high? If I have a little bit arrogant or you have a little bit arrogant? If I'm stuck, you're stuck. This is called lack of ikhlas, lack of sincerity, lack of unity with Allah. And this would generate all the problem today. This is why we have no dialogue, we have no healthy relationship, we have no unity, we have no success. We will never be able to succeed. Never. Who said that? Read all the verses I give you. You will understand. Allah promised He will be with the United One. Allah, He loved those united to Him and with Him. And this is why we have today family problem, husband problem, wife problem, kids problem, society problem. Why? Because we're not united for Allah. What about we love each other for Allah? Forgive me. Our love for each other, for Allah, if it's real, this would not be our condition. No way. No way. Is not pure. And if anything is not pure, Allah will not accept it. And this is why, as a ummah, we're watching what's going on. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, read very clearly the verses I give you. It will explain it to you. And in the meantime, remember, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah give him a trial. He tell him, slaughter your son. He go to his wife. I saw a dream. And the dream tell me, slaughter my son. She said, yeah, Ibrahim, this is the wife. Look at now when the unity to Allah. She didn't say, oh, is my only son. How dare you do that? How, what going on? No. Very straightforward. She said, yeah, Ibrahim, you are a very pious person and you're close to Allah. If this what you see, meaning from Allah, and if it's from Allah, you have to do. Imagine. And even when you read a small weak report, Shaitan came to her, are you crazy? Shaitan came to your husband. Right away she knew better. Imagine when a woman really a believer, she has a basira, she know who he is, he know, she know his relationship with Allah. By this way, she will not do anything like that. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Jibreel the first time and talked to him, and he came to Khadija radiallahu anha, and even he said, it might be a shaitan. She said, no, you're not. It will never be a shaitan. Imagine what kind of iman and basira this woman had. Why? Because her love is not obsession. Her love is not a stupid love. The love is all for Allah. Real pure love. By this way, Ibrahim alayhi salam was united to Allah. Hajar alayhi salam, united to Allah. He go to his son. He said, my son, I saw this dream. What the son said? Oh, my father, do whatever you be commanded to do. You will find me among the patient one. Finished. The scholar who taught me when I was young, he said, this is the ideal united family. He said, today, what the problem? Even if the husband is good and the wife is not good, it will not work. If the wife is good and the husband is not good, it will not work. If the husband is good and the wife is good but the son is not good, it will not work. Like Nuh alayhi salam. Oh, come my son. No. Allah tell him, leave him alone. He's not your son. By this way, the power of unity is the power of success, the power of victory, the power of the future. But again, unity for whom? Unity with whom? By the way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, why our condition the way we are today? Division. And it started from the top. The scholar is stuck with their own ideology and understanding and they refuse to come together for Sabilillah. Lack of ikhlas, believe it or not. Because Allah is one, Quran is one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is one, and we should not be divided. We can have different opinion, but she will not be cause us to be divided. The companion have a lot of different opinion, but they understood better. And we have the famous story, you can trace it and find it out. When Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu was Khalifa, and he was doing Hajj, and the companion behind him, and he go to Mecca, and he decided to make 4 rak'ah. Some companions said, no, we saw Rasulullah make 2 rak'ah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and other follow him. They said, ya Abdullah, how come? You said you believe it is 2 rak'ah. You know what he said? He said, I follow him because I do not want furqa. Al-furqa shar. Division is an evil. I do not want cause it. You find out all the majority of early Islam, they have a different opinion, but they are united. Today we are a failure. We are a failure of one of the pillars in Islam. For example, if you read chapter Saf, the verses I give you, you will see. Allah, He loved those who are united for Him. My dear brother and sister in Islam, ask yourself, are you causing unity or are you causing division? And if you keep causing division, tell me, where are you going? Where are you going? And if you said, oh, but they're not united, we have to make an effort. And the effort is started by me. I have to correct my niyyah. I have to purify my ikhlas. I have to check what happened if I am completely blind by shaitan. Shaitan will never tell me you're causing division. Oh, but look at him, look at he, look at she. This is what happened when the nafs is high, when the arrogance is so high, when our heart is full of shayateen, not humble to Allah. This is why when you study Islam, you find every time Muslim was united, they win. Allah elevated them, they succeed, they was successful dunya and akhirah. When the Muslim was divided, they killing each other and they causing fitna to themselves and other and mischief in earth. And this our condition, my brother and sister in Islam. Can we change the condition of the earth? No. But Allah wants me to change my condition. Start by yourself. If every one of us start by themselves, this will not be the condition. But for each one of us, please reflect and ask yourself, is me causing division or causing unity? Is me running after unity or running after division just to fulfill my nafs? Like some people came to me, family, member, you name it, and somebody tell me, so and so, every time I try to give them like a positive and good criticism and advice, they get upset and they take it personally. And they become like a children. They become like a spoiled brat. Why? Is no deen, is no iman, is no Islam, is my nafs. And not only that, we become, actually I can tell you, we acting like children. We fail big time in dialogue, in talking to each other, respect each other's opinion, try to listen to each other, try to listen to the elder. We do not have it. We do not have it. It's a disease. What I'm doing my job. And I will keep trying until I die. What you going and what you're doing is your business. By this way, this why from the early days until now, I beg people to unite it to Allah. Because if we unite it to Allah, we will be united with each other in no time. But if the nafs is high, if we stuck, if we stubborn and arrogant with our ideology and our understanding and genetic and gibilla, we're not going anywhere. My dear brother and sister in Islam, wake up big time, read these verses, the one I'm going to send you, and please, I beg you for Allah, reflect, share, engage for the benefit of each other. Enough is enough if you want to succeed. Because remember, you will never succeed without unity, never, even as a family. Because believe it or not, as a punishment from Allah, Allah will make our family divided. This is again, I can take you and show you what Allah promised. He will make us divided. He will break our family tie. Why? As a punishment for us. And this is what we see all over. By this way, what we have to do? Go back. Go back to the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. What Allah talk about him? He was a mukhlis, pure iman. By this way, if we work toward iman and respect the word of Allah and Quran, and we read Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again, he said, don't be divided. We should be, try to be united whatever we can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah and nur in my word and my action, and make it the cause of us to be united for Allah, for sabilillah, for goodness sake. By this way, we go to Allah and said, Allah, we tried. Jazakumullah kulli khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.